Thank you, Madam Vice President. Our position on this matter is longstanding and well-known. Today, my delegation reiterates that stance with no deviation. We question the true purpose of these mandates. What genuine benefit do they serve? What perceived good is achieved? And what exactly is this council trying to accomplish with these actions? Year after year, the government of Nicaragua has firmly rejected these reports and the mandates imposed upon the country. And we wonder how we can speak of genuine cooperation when the country in question has consistently stated that these actions are unacceptable. The government of Nicaragua has made significant progress, achievements that deserve recognition. They have strengthened the human rights of their people, restored universal and free education and health care, ensured citizen security, and prioritized the rights of women and children. In its recent UPR presentation, Nicaragua addressed every accusation and the usual rhetoric with clarity. Most importantly, they demonstrated that their people are the true architects of their own development and happiness. We urge the Office of the High Commissioner, but most importantly, this Council, who is giving these mandates, to develop methods of genuine, objective, and constructive engagement. Engagement based on mutual consent, cooperation, and alignment with the national priorities, needs, and expectations of the government of Nicaragua. This is the only path to true cooperation with any nation. I thank you.